Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here from Juno Artist Gallery. Welcome, Toby Harbinock. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Toby, you're the featured artist for the big December Gallery Walk happening this Friday, as well as for the month of December at the Juno Artist Gallery. So congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your work. You're a photographer.
Yeah. So I've been a photographer here for around 20 years. I cut my teeth working in tourism. I worked for a helicopter company. So I got to cheat a little bit, and that really made me fall in love with it. But I do a lot of stuff, mostly varieties of landscapes, but helicopters are my very favorite platform.
Helicopters is your favorite place to shoot from?
Yep.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question, actually, is where do you go to take photos? So that answers that. But what time of day or time of year is your favorite time to go out and take pictures?
So I like days that don't have a lot of wind because it makes me air sick and it kind of makes holding focus a little challenging. I'd say days where there's been recent precipitation because the air is really clear good weather. I've gotten some amazing content on cloudy days, actually, where you have like partially cloudy with like the sunrise or sunset poking through. But once you're up in the air, pretty much it's really hard to have a bad day.
And what kind of cameras do you like to use?
The best camera is the one you have with you. So if that's a phone, that's great. That's a great camera. I've got some big Nikons. I shoot with my iPhone more than anything else, honestly. But I'd look at like dpreview.com if you're shopping for a camera. There's just a lot of good stuff out there. But once you have a whole bunch of lenses and batteries and stuff, you know, you're kind of married to whatever it is. But I like Nikon.
Your finished work is produced on a sheet of metal, basically, or like something metallic. Could you just talk me through that process for producing a piece? And do you have a special
Sure.
name for that type of photography?
If you want to Google or YouTube it, it's called dye sublimation. Basically, ink is heated under pressure and it forms a gas, then sticks to materials such as aluminum. And after it cooled, it's really scratch resistant and it looks amazing.
How long does that take?
Depends on the size of the piece. It can take for small pieces. I can do several in like 2 or 3 minutes. Larger ones might take a little bit longer.
Wow. I thought it was going to be longer, actually. And some of your work is quite large. And what kind of metal is it?
Aluminum.
Just aluminum. Oh, yeah, you said that already. Is there anywhere online we can preview some of your images before the big opening?
Yeah, alaskaimagery.com. And, of course, if you like the aluminum printing process, capitalcopy.com, you can order online.
Oh, wow. Easy as that. I did go looking around. I found the big image of the Red King crab on a blue background. That one's really striking.
Oh, yeah. That's a cutting board, actually.
Yeah.
I use that process to print on glass and other materials, too, ceramic. And I'll have a bunch of that stuff at the gallery, too.
Great. So your photographs will be on display this first Friday, December 6th, starting at 4:30 p.m. at the Juno Artist Gallery. That's in the Senate Building on Franklin Avenue. Do you want to say anything else about what's happening at the gallery this week or this month?
Yeah, so there's I'm one of 20 artists. So there's a lot of incredible work there. And, of course, it's Gallery Walk. So for those new to Juno, you can also think of that as trick-or-treat night. There's incredible finger food all over the neighborhood. The artist gallery, we try and have the best, but there's a lot of great offerings out there. We do not serve alcohol, but you might find that type of trick-or-treating elsewhere.
Nice.
So it's just a really spectacular night. Now there's going to be live music, tents, at least one DJ outside, just all kinds of stuff going on, and a whole lot of free parking too. So it's definitely, definitely, definitely worth your time.
It's the night of the year, right?
It's
everybody
the night
come
of the
on
year.
Down. Come down and check out photos by Toby Harbinock at the Juno Artist Gallery. That's this first Friday, December 6th, starting at 4:30 p.m. Anything else you'd like to add, Toby?
No. Come say hi and have an awesome night. Thanks.
You'll be there to talk to people, too.
I'll be there until probably 9.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Toby.
You bet.